pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demands Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Well, would you look at that? It's just a little bit after 7, and it's time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for Spankwagon Radio.
It's...
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen!
Boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender.
It is now time for you to nuzzle up to your computer.
I'm sorry, I just have a picture in my head of someone sticking their nose in their monitor. That's right, nuzzle up to your computer, sit down, get nice and cozy, because you're with us for the next, what is it, 2 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours. Whew.
You know... a nice song.
It's got a nice beat to it.
I need to edit the intro. It's a little long.
Feeling all ambient. Mmm. Ambient.
Mmm. Ambient. Yeah, this is still the intro.
What, is there more song to this?
Well, it's like 6 minutes.
Jesus.
I was kind of like hoping it would fade in a little quicker.
Tells me
there! That's what I'm there looking for! You know, something really emotional.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
See? That's emotion.
Spankwagon Radio? We gotta bring that down a little bit, though.
I don't know.
It was a good thought.
It was a great thought. It sounded great when I was doing it in my head and screaming it throughout my house this afternoon. Scaring the fuck out of my cats going, oh, I need to do this for the show. I don't normally.
You have a timid pussy?
I got two timid pussies in the house.
That's nice. Well, welcome back, Murphy. Thank you, Trench. It's awful nice to
be
here.
Well, hold on. I was going to get there. Fuck you. I can replace you with Skype.
It this point, I think you could replace me with a monkey and a bongo.
Can I get a wind-up monkey, one of the ones with the syllable hands?
You know who can't replace me, though?
Who?
I brought him a bucket of
KFC.
Listen
to this. Listen to this noise. Listen to that noise on that fucking line.
What is going on?
I don't know. Leroy is the engineer, and he's fucking up.
Leroy Jenkins! Oh, my gosh.
All I asked for is some clean audio, Leroy.
Meat, thigh, chicken.
And, well, you go fucking eat, and we'll deal with you later. Looks like that channel's going to be all fuzzy for the rest of the night.
Great.
Hey, Murphy, how's it going? You weren't here last week.
Oh,
it's good to see you back in the studio, but you seem a little irritated.
I am. I've had kind of a hard day, and, you know, a couple things here and there. I am a little agitated today.
I'm sorry. Like, what's got you agitated? Agitimitated.
What's got me agitated? Well, one of the things that's got me agitated, and I guess we'll get into this right now, is yesterday afternoon I was watching the replay of the baseball classic.
The World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, World Baseball Classic from Tokyo Dome, and I had high hopes. Exactly. I had high hopes for China. Apparently, I was completely misplaced since Japan blew them out 18-2.
Communists never win. Hmm.
Well, Chinese Taipei had a good... They did pretty well against Korea.
What did you order from the Taipei place?
Nothing. Chinese Taipei. That's another one of the... that's one of the other teams. Oh. Yeah. So, and I just had kind of a hard day, and, you know...
You didn't get some, like, egg drop soup?
No.
Egg rolls?
No.
Egg anything?
Nope.
What about
beef?
No. What about chicken?
You know what? There actually is a Chinese place by my house that's fucking awesome.
Well, there is a Taipei chicken, or a Taipei Chinese place near my house. That's like Taipei, China.
Taipei, China.
I think I want to order.
So, yeah, last week I actually took the night off to stay home and help get the house packed and get everything going.
Packed?
We took the kids to... Tried.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You were going to Disneyland last week.
Took the kids to Disneyland.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. He skipped the show for Disneyland. What a fool.
Yeah, he skipped. I didn't skip the show for Disneyland. I skipped the show to pack for Disneyland. Spent some time with my kids.
Even bigger fool.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be really bad.
Huh.
Well, you know, we went, had a good time, and Saturday was awesome. You know, I'm a big Disneyland fan. We had a lot of fun.
You're a Disneyland fucking nut.
Yeah, I am. I really am. Here, I'll show you how much of a nut I am. But we had a... We had a really good time. And then my boy, he's 4, fell asleep on Pirates at about 9:30. He just...
In the morning?
Yeah, no, at night.
You were still there at night?
Yeah. We were going to try and shut it down. It just didn't work, though.
You got another annual.
No, that's my first annual. I haven't had an annual yet. That's my first one. Annual passport.
How much do these cost? How much does it cost to get this is for, what, a year?
That's a year. That one's the deluxe passport. I think it was like $229.
$200, okay. $229.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Do you know how much? You don't remember how much the 2-day park hopper pass for adults is, do you?
No, I don't remember.
$119.
Oh, my God.
So if you go twice in a year, it pays for itself. But anyway, so we had a good time. We get to the hotel, which was...
You know what? That's ridiculous that Disneyland would cost that fucking
much. No, that's not ridiculous. Ridiculous is...
Because half of the rides are closed every year.
You know what, though? The only thing that was closed this time that we wanted to go on was the Haunted Mansion. That's because they're taking all the... Jack Skellington stuff off. But anyway, so Saturday night's fine. We go to bed at about 4 a.m. My little boy, he's in the bed next to me, and he says, I'm going to throw up. My wife says, his throat's just dry. Nope.
Blah.
Yeah, he got that stomach flu that went around.
Nice.
And he started puking, and bless his little heart, he was...
He was probably crushed that he was sick at Disneyland.
He just wanted to go home at this point, but it's about 6... He is bent over the toilet, and I hear this, shit his pants.
Oh,
I love him, but
God.
We packed up and headed home early. So
yeah,
that sucked.
Oh, poor little man.
Oh, it was horrible for him. We had to pull over a couple of times on the ride home, and he just had to throw up.
Definitely made a 4-hour trip an 8-hour trip.
It was about 5.5 hours coming home. But we get home, and he falls asleep on the couch, and I'm holding him, and you know, I'm being real careful. I'm washing my hands after everything. Everything's fine.
You're gonna get it nonetheless.
Monday, I'm fine. Monday evening, I start to get a little queasy. All day Tuesday. I've never been sitting on the toilet shitting and throwing up in a bucket at the same time.
I've done that.
That is just...
I have done that last year, actually. You saved me last year when that happened to me. As a matter of fact, you remember this, don't you?
No.
Okay. Last year, my wife has to go out of town for a convention.
Oh,
in April.
God, I remember.
I have my little son. At that time, he was only like 5 months old. He wasn't really all that old.
He was adorable, and he was obsessed. Those of you that have Linux, the Bouncing Cow screensaver.
He loves the Bouncing loves Cow it. Screensaver. So, anyhow, I basically, my little man, you know, it was me and him, and I was great Friday night. As a matter of fact, Claude and Flying J hosted the show. Unmitigated disaster. Totally disaster, but, you know, I listened to the show and took care of little man, and, you know, everything was great. Until about 1:30, because it just, one of those nights, one of those things, I went to bed, and it felt like I had something in my throat. You know, just something was there, and I thought it was maybe a sore throat or whatever. It didn't really, wasn't sore, but just felt like I had a knot in my throat. About 1:30 that morning, I go, and I'm like, I have to puke.
Yeah, I remember this.
So I get up, and then I realize, I have to shit. So I sit, I throw the contents of my garbage can out, you know, the bag. And I just, both orifices just vomit out of the, I mean, just
everybody out,
vomit.
Two X's, no waiting.
Yes. Oh. They're every, total evacuation. Felt better after that. Felt great after that. I'm like, oh, I'm going back to sleep. I go back to sleep. 3:30, same thing,
yep.
All over again. It was horrible.
Yep. And then you called me.
And I called you because I was panicking because there was no, I couldn't even get off the couch. I couldn't move.
Yep. Me and the wife came and picked the little boy up, and we had a good time together that day.
Yep. So that was awesome. Definitely a big lifesaver there. Hey, if you haven't figured it out, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio Friday night. You know, when you're listening to us live, check your local listings and all that for the time. I'm serious. I mean, there's so many syndicates out there. You got to check your local listings. If you want to get a hold of us and anytime during the show, interrupt our flow or say something stupid, prank call us. We're pretty much open for everything.
Yep.
You can give us a call. Our toll-free line is 1-866-587-6257. He'll repeat that one more time.
That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 627-587.
Whoa! Where'd you do? Where'd you go?
I am
1-866-587-6257.
You know, it's because my work phone is based out of San Diego, and I'm always used to repeating the numbers 858-583. Da 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 da.
And if you're local or you want to pay long distance bills, it's 383-8120. Long distance is of course 702 for the area code.
Yep.
Also, for those of you who are a little more technically savvy...
or that have never kissed a girl...
you can always go to our chat room. The best way to do that, go to spankwagon.net. That's the official site for this Clusterfuck radio show. If you go there, click on the...
do we really qualify as a clusterfuck?
I think we qualify as a clusterfuck.
Just checking.
Think about it. I think we know why we qualify.
Because I can be replaced by a monkey with a bongo?
No. Attempting to explode fruit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Attempting to explode fruit. Clusterfuck.
I'm making mini pipe bombs for that next time.
That was definitely
a fucking clusterfuck.
Yes, thank you. So if you want to join the cam and chat, you can see us. We'll have the chat up and running. I think we do have it now, so we'll get that rotating. Also, you can chat with us live because, you know, it's just a little Java app. Just accept it. It's okay. It's safe. And you can chat in our chat room with us. If you're more technically elite, go to irc.slashnet.org. Pound LV Rocks. Me in the ass prison.
We'll talk about Gary Glitter in a little bit.
Gary Glitter in the Vietnamese. Now, one thing that you know, we were talking on the phone yesterday. Was it yesterday? And we got to talking about vulgarity.
Oh, boy.
And you said that one thing you wanted to bring to the show was just that more over-the-top grossness. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to want to call her.
Are you going to have them try and
gross me
out?
We're going to have them to try. Okay, here's the plan.
All right.
And we're going to give them time because I'm going to start the salvo off. What we're going to do is have a gross out contest. This is a nice, wonderful junior high type fun time. What you have to do is call us up at 1-866-587-6257. Once you're on the line, what we will do then is have you do a gross out contest with Murphy. I got the name right on the first try.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Now, wait. Let's add this. If they don't successfully do it, do I get to try?
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. But the question is, I have to be the judge. I have to be the judge of what's going to be fucking gross. So it's going to be a contest between you and the caller as to how fucking gross you guys can be. So here's what we're doing right now.
All right.
Now, I have to start this off because, you know, everybody talks about taking it over the top and doing something that's just foul and just wrong. Well, I have to start this off. I feel the need to start this off. Now, what I'm going to say right now is if you are easily offended, and I'm talking to everybody, our live listeners, our podcast listeners, our syndicate who listen to us on another day, listeners. People who don't listen to us, listeners. People who puke and shit all at the same time, listeners. Do not listen to this if you're easily offended. We ask you to turn down the volume. Don't go away, because it's only going to be, oh, I don't know, 4 minutes long, if that. Okay? So for 4 minutes, keep yourself occupied. You're going to be offended otherwise.
Yeah, go change your tampons.
Exactly. All right, so what we're going to do, I'm just going to start this off, and we're going to wait for that call, 1-866-587-6257, because we want to see who could be grosser. Can it be Murphy, my co-host, or can it be some schlub caller calling in?
Now, if I do start breaking out some of my tried and true lines that you have heard before,
I won't
can't call
say
me
I
on.
Won't say it. I won't say it. I will be completely Juke, fair and impartial.
Juke says I am the monkey with the bongo. Apparently, I'm getting that put on a shirt.
I am the monkey with the bongo. Hey, you know, speaking of which, I'll talk to you about that later. All right, what we're going to do, remember...
You're replacing me with a monkey.
No,
I knew it.
No, I'm not replacing you with a monkey. I'm replacing you with a simian. Oh, fuck. Anywho, if you are easily offended, this isn't for you. If you like...
Dr. Zayas.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. If you like things that are offensive, this is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. You're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh,
Okay, that was offensive.
Thank you. You know, that was my goal, was to find that was something nice. That was wonderfully offensive. Mojo Nixon, Jello Biafra, will the fetus be aborted?
No. That was nice. So do you want me to fire back with something here? Or?
I don't know. We don't have a caller. We specifically asked for a caller. I see the listeners out there. So we know that they're out there. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. If you'd rather spell, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. LVROCKS.
Hey, did you notice Josh changed numbers on the back end of his name there? It was XIR last time, wasn't it? Now it's XND.
Oh, you're right. He changed the letters. I wonder what that fucking means.
I don't know. Could be code for Brokeback Fucker, whatever, man.
Oh, way. No rim shot for you today. Yeah, that's funny. That's last week. I'm like,
got it, too.
Yeah. Oh, you've got your rim shot? You're going to get a rim job?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's like
that's
picking
up. Move the mouse.
It sounds like an AC problem. Maybe there's a plug that's barely plugged in or something.
I don't know.
Dude, lick your fingers and find out. Oh. He does. He licks his fingers.
No one's brave enough to call.
No one's brave enough to call. Well, why don't we go ahead and start off some pretty interesting stuff. Have you heard about the sick motherfucker with the marriage contract?
No. Oh.
Oh yeah. Everybody's heard about
this
one.
That's the anal dude, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is. I haven't read the entire
thing. It's about ass sex. You know I'm going to know about it.
You're going to be all into that. All right, so here's what this guy did. This guy, a wonderful, wonderful humanitarian, yes. He has a contract. This guy, Travis Fay, a 33-year-old Iowa man.
Farm boy.
Who basically is charged as they try to kidnap his own wife, not to mention a separate child pornography rap. This Travis Frey, F-R-E-Y, send him hate mail. He's 33 years old. He's a fucking asshole. I don't know. Iowa man, that's the funny thing. Anywho.
I think he's a pioneer.
A pioneer? In what, child pornography or the contract?
The contract.
Okay, thank you. We need to specify that. Here's a copy of this contract. And, you know, thank God for the smoking gun. But here and there it's... different subheadings and then explanations.
Now, at the top, it says contract of wifely expectations.
You know, these are things that he expects from his beloved wife. So, you know, it's got to be a little good. And what just happened? Oh, I went to the next page.
Went to the next page.
Are you ready?
Come on, read them off.
Hygiene and self-care. You will shave every third day, which includes underarms, chest, legs, and pubic area, navel to anus. All areas are to be clean shaven. Above your vaginal slit, you may have a patch of pubic hair in any shape. They must be centered above your vaginal slit. It will measure no greater than 20 by 10. I'm assuming...
Millimeters.
Or millimeters or whatever, 2 inches or
feet.
By 1 inch.
What is she, Italian?
She has to fucking unroll her crotch hair.
Oh, apparently he married a Wookiee.
And will maintain hair length of less than 1/3 inch. You will wear only thigh highs and garters and only thong panties. This is clothing and other apparel. The only exception will be during your menstrual cycle, at which time you can wear either or both.
And a burqa.
half of your shoe purchase will be high heels 2 inches or more. You will then wear these high heels more often. You will give me all non-thong panties and pantyhose, all tights, all knee-high and or ankle-high nylons. You'll be able to keep 5 pairs of non-thong panties your choice during the use of menstrual cycle. This guy's really considerate. Sleepwear and sleeping.
Brilliant so far.
Sleepwear and sleeping. When you are at home and alone when we are at home and alone as a family, you will be naked within 20 minutes of the kids being in bed, and then sleep naked unless instructed otherwise. If I am not at home when the kids go to bed, you are still to be naked before I return home. The only exception will be during your menstrual cycle. When we are not at home or not alone as a family, you will try to ensure that we sleep together. If we do sleep together, you will sleep naked. I will make exceptions for sleepwear, but only if you do not ask for them. Exceptions will be given based on how well you follow this contract in its entirety. If we do not sleep together, your sleepwear must conform to the standards or expectations.
Get to the good part.
I think these are all pretty good.
This guy built a contract on what he expects his
wife. This is what he expects his woman to do. When you're at home and alone as a
so
family.
So you're just mad because this fucker did what you don't have the balls to do.
You know, I can't do this to another person. Can you?
Yep.
Would you?
Yep.
Honest to
if
God.
If I would have thought of it, I probably would have. Probably would have. You know this, guys. You know, it's shit like this that needs to be done.
Here we go. Good behavior. Since there will be no trading, negotiations, or consolations of any kind, you were given chances to earn good behavior days, GBDs. He calls them GBDs. This is great. To receive GBDs, you are totally compliant with everything requested or expected of you and perform everything in complete and total enthusiasm. In addition, GBDs will be given when you do things from the description below when not expected. If you try to perform something not expected, I tell you no, you will receive half GBDs. Specific GBD info is listed at the bottom right of each description. He has a point system. That is wrong, dude.
No, that is absolutely
Why?
Brilliant.
Why is that brilliant?
Why? Because in situations where... look, we've become completely PC in our relationships and our marriages, and that... Not putting your expectations up front mm-hmm. and not saying what you want out of a marriage is why shit is failing at a phenomenal rate. 50% of all marriages fail. You know, 100% of all divorces caused by marriage. And yeah, I like that. See, the problem is people don't say what they want and they're not upfront with it. And then your expectations change. That's why I think marriage licenses should expire after 7 years.
Hmm. See, that's interesting because I don't see marriage quite in that same light. I mean, I see marriage, you have to know what you're getting into, obviously. I mean, I don't think that you should ever have a contract or a fucking expiring marriage license.
But I think expiring marriage license is a great idea.
Marriage license is a tax scam. That's really all that is.
After 7 years, you know you've changed as a person, and maybe you and that other person...
Okay,
you know,
can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
If you're living with that person and you're happily married, don't you grow with that person and change with
yeah.
that
and
person?
And after 7 years, if you've grown and changed together, then you go, okay, let's go get this thing renewed, like a driver's license. It makes more sense that way.
Digital Diva points out in the chat room, evidently he wants to marry someone in preschool. She gets gold stars for her good behavior.
Okay, as someone who has gotten that kind of lecture on the opposite end of shit, you fuck up and you're not getting anything tonight, I think it's a great idea.
So, okay, do you think a woman should do this kind of a thing for a man then?
I think everybody that gets into a marriage like this should either express this or write it down that way. I think a contract is a bit much.
Okay,
but
so you think
he's on the right path. He's letting them know.
But
look,
what he's doing is he is basically telling, I mean, he is giving commands
yeah, it's really
to
extreme.
change her life.
Okay, but it's not like they've been dating for 10 years. He goes, oh, by the way, we're getting married next week. I need to read this and sign this.
That is true. That
no,
is
this
true.
This is who he is as a person. You know what? Somewhere out there, there's some woman who wants that. I mean, you know, my wife and I, we have the exact same thing. She knows what I expect from her, and I know what she expects from me, and I thusly ignore it. But, but I mean, it makes sense. No, people don't say what they want. People aren't forward. They're afraid of hurting their partner's feeling and, quite frankly, being left alone.
Let's cover a couple other things here.
And the relationship ends.
Fellatio, intercourse, and other sex acts.
Hit it, baby.
All right. Fellatio must last at least 5 minutes and may include climax. Intercourse includes anal and vaginal intercourse. Sex acts can be oral, anal, or vaginal, and include... but are not limited to stripping, hand jobs, fingering, masturbation, dildoing, vibrators, and object insertions. All applications
cucumber.
Of lube to myself, you, or any other object will be done by you. And then he gives that point. Remember those good behavior day points?
Yep.
14. 14 for anal when it's not expected.
Stick it in my ass, baby. I got to go shopping
7
next week.
7 for anal when it is expected. 3 for fellatio to ejaculation. 1 for each not expected, and 3 per week for expected. Whew. All right.
I don't have a problem with this. I think the good behavior days are a bit much.
Yeah, the good behavior days are a bit much, do you think?
But you know what? I'll admit, I've used sex as a bargaining tool before.
I think everybody uses sex as a bargaining tool.
No,
everybody...
women use it as a weapon. I've used it as a bargaining, as a bargaining tool.
You will do this.
I'll admit to it. I've agreed to the crime scene right. sex once to get what I wanted.
I love this. On your birthday, January 4th, you will receive 1 GBD that is good only on your birthday. You may, on or before my birthday, you will select and purchase a sex toy for yourself. This way we can consider my birthday gift from you. How generous.
wonder if he wants those used on himself.
You know, that's kind of what I... Well, let's see if it says in here.
Is it the fist? have you seen those? You guys can see it. They've got one that looks like this and one that looks
like
this.
Yeah, one looks like a clenching fist and one that looks like you're trying to, you know, crack the walnuts kung fu style.
Crack the
It's a kung fu.
No, it's not. That's fucking Kermit the Frog. What the fuck
are
you
doing?
No, this would be more... I don't know about crack the walnuts. This looks more like how... Uma Thurman killed
Bill.
Her eye. No. That was the five-handed
palm
strike. No, that's how she snatched the guy's eye, or the Daryl Hannah's eye out.
Yeah. By the way, on our anniversary, on or before the anniversary, you selected to purchase new lingerie, blah, blah, blah. Photos. This is a good one. This one made me chuckle. You are to pose for 20 photos per quarter on demand unless your quota is filled. Outfits, toys, and poses will always be chosen by me. You must be freshly shaven on the day the photos are taken, regardless of your sex. Hold on, we got a call here. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, it's Claude?
Hey, what's up, Claude?
Are you listening?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay,
hold on.
Hold your thought, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about this guy who had the wifely contracts. Have you heard about this guy?
I have heard about it, yes.
Okay, we're just covering the one here about photos, so hold on. You must be freshly shaven the day the photos are taken, regardless of your shaving schedule. You will also style hair, apply makeup and nail polish as needed. Fill photos are done in sets, no less than 5. You have a quota of 1 set per month. Oh, and by the way, GBD, three if all 4 sets are finished a month early. 3 sets not expected, 1 quota met. This guy's giving points out. I mean, basically what he's looking for is a whore. All honesty, that's what he's looking for. He's not
someone
looking
he
for
can
a
control.
Wife.
No, he's looking for someone he can control, absolutely.
Yeah. Sexual control.
Yep. Did he hang up?
No, he's
still there. It sounds that way. Although, you know, the whole you must shave every time I see you and comb your hair, that sounds like my girlfriend, actually.
See, now I was going to bring that up. That was kind of interesting to me.
In other words, men shaving all the time.
No, my girlfriend, when I was reading through Jen's post and it said my boyfriend, I was like, oh, we made a love connection.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes, you did, and I will choke the shit out of Volkris for giving her whatever freaky-ass Iowa chicken bird flu she has right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she's really sick. I just got done dropping her off, and I'm driving home right now.
Did you wash your hands?
Did I wash my hands? No, I've not.
You're going to get it.
My kid got it on Saturday, on Sunday morning, and I had it by Tuesday.
Great. Yep. Now, I'm going to go home, pop a couple aspirin, because trenchers like me, we don't take, medicine that often, so, two aspirin is like an overdose of Cipro for us.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Absolutely.
Dude, get yourself some Tampico orange juice. It's ghetto orange juice that they fill with vitamins to meet government requirements, and it's really cheap. Drink a gallon of that, fucking you could catch AIDS, and you'd be fine.
Hello.
Yeah, I will take the proper precautions, believe me. But I agree on the dude with the wifely contracts right there. Yeah, that to me sounds like the guy wants nothing more than just basically a warm hole to stick a dick in every night. That's what it sounds like to me.
He doesn't want necessarily a warm hole to stick his dick in. What he's looking for, you know, is basically a puppet. A fucking he could get a real doll and I think be completely satisfied.
I got no strings to hold.
You know what? I wouldn't say so, though. No, I think part of it's probably like a big power play control factor too.
Well, yeah, obviously that. But again, what he's expecting this woman to do is basically, basically be a real doll, be a puppet, be not even a person at this point, be an object. I mean, to me, it's not right. Now, Claude, you have the unfortunate of calling in tonight. While we are doing a nice little completely during the show bit, we need you to say something completely vulgar, completely disgusting, completely gross, and then Murphy here is going to counter. We're going to see who can be grosser, you, or in other words, you, the caller, or Murphy, the co-host. So, Claude, we will go ahead and let you start.
Something completely vulgar.
And disgusting and gross. We are going for a lowest common denominator show. We only have, we have our listeners out there. We've got our chat room, but we want to go rotten tonight.
Absolutely rotten. So basically what we're going to be talking about is when it was like the whole bukkake in a kiddie pool. You want to gross out listeners to the point where they can't tune in anymore.
Bukkake in a kiddie pool. I like where that's going. Okay, so is that what we're going for? Bukkake in a kiddie pool?
It works for me.
Okay.
Sure. We'll start with that. We'll start with the
bukkake in a kiddie pool?
Bukkake in the kiddie pool.
Hey,
or jacuzzi.
Do me a favor. Can you heat this up a little? I'd like it somewhere in the temperature between an elephant's colon and maybe your own semen. My water? Yeah, could you heat that up for me?
Dude, I can't
fucking hear you. Bukkake in a kiddie pool is funnier. And that is grosser because you really think about it. Who is in a kiddie pool?
Well, me, of course, with a tongue open. But
oh, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Great.
Oh, looks like you lose. Claude, thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Take care of yourself.
See you later, buddy.
I hope you get that flu back, you son of a bitch, because I know at this point I may end up fucking catching it. By the way, Claude,
have her a bunch of envelopes and mail them to Vokuris. Oh, wait, no, you'd be a terrorist. That's fucking chemical.
No, just have her puke in a fucking box FedEx it to him.
but quick, couple things. Number one, yes, Claude is employed.
Yay!
I'm not saying by who, because I want to remain anonymous. However, I need to ask something seriously.
Oh, seriously.
Is there an FCC mandate that all fucking cable companies must be based in the hood?
I do believe there is.
I don't get that.
I do believe there is. It's along the same lines that Martin Luther King Boulevard has to be right there with it.
You know what? Martin Luther King ain't too fucking far away.
Well, you should feel like you're at home then, huh?
Well, you know what? Funny you even mention that, because that was the other announcement, too. Claude is apartment hunting.
Finally, you're going to become that slumlord you've always dreamed of being.
No, not slumlord yet. Right now, I'm slum just going to be a tenant.
Oh, slumlord.
So wait, where have you been staying before? Up until now?
Well, actually, my mom...
In a refrigerator box.
...friend, and I've been sleeping on a couch for the past 2 months. It sucks ass. My waterbed and shit's in storage.
Ah, waterbed. Well, yes. Relic of the 1970s right here, man. He's got the pork chop sideburns and a waterbed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the stud for you. His name is the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy, Claude Balls.
Claude Balls. And Claude Balls is already apartment hunting with his woman there.
Oh,
so it gets better.
So when you write up the contract, can we read it on air?
No, I won't write it.
Now, when you find one at this point. when you do write the contract up, make sure you put provisions in for anal fisting, both for you and to her.
Oh.
You gotta have both.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna pass on that, dude. I don't need to go that far.
What, she doesn't want the fisting?
Or you don't?
Actually, that's pretty fucking mutual, trust me.
Oh, you both want it.
Oh, okay.
No, none of us want
this thing. You know what? We'll chip in and buy them a housewarming present, a double-ended fist dildo, so they can do each other at the same time.
Jesus Christ, you tie that thing to a ceiling fan, you can have Mike Tyson's punch out.
Actually, if you want to buy me like a housewarming gift, I can tell you exactly what I want.
Dogs playing
double
poker?
Double-fisted dildo.
No. A Burger King sign for the bathroom door.
Because you got one. I didn't want to hear. Oh, jeez Louise. You know the Humpty Dance? Mm-hmm. I got one. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Yeah.
Claude.
Nice.
Had to drop him.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And
I play the music?
I got the music for the first break.
Oh, come on.
I got more good stuff, more mashups. Yeah. What?
Whatever.
Okay. You're like, we're not going to have another break.
Yeah, I know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a little bit.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let me tell you, we're triple trouble, yo. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out. Rhyme reviser, ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see, and you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi, cause I'm not looking to throw up, but nobody known for my spiel, or really wouldn't deal. This is like having a delicious meal. Moving the crowd, well, that's a must. I got some words that apply to us, and that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, captivating, and we'll double stuff.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let us tell you we're triple trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed. Let's check it out.
I say, don't you know? You say, you don't know. I say, take me out. I say, you don't show.
Check it out.
Here's one for the bleachers and the upper tier. Versatile temperature. If you wanna drink on Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a break got beer. I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11. Snares on the 5 and 13s. Rhymes on time and that's the given. We're hot on the disco scene. Check it, check it.
Slow down with your army. Got to stop stitching. Source of the problems after your vision. You got lyrics that have got me cringing. You're like a fish. Why quit your damn winching?
If you wanna know the real deal about the 3, well let me tell you what triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed, so check it out. Check it out. Rock, a.k.a. Sharp Cheddar. My rhymes are better, huh? What the hell in the Troy is that? Did I hear you say my rhymes is whack? I'm beautiful, you can't touch me. If you pick a road, well, you might just bleed.
We're originators, you can't feign ignorance or pass the blame. No fires coming out the brain. No beats to drive you insane. No moves to make your neck crane. No skill to make the vibes ingrained. No feet to leave you in flames. No style that you can't defame.
See a wolf, I like Jabba the Hutt. The style so new, y'all be like, what? Turn this party out like a wolf you fought. With the skill at will that I know you want. On the hot day with the ice latte. Devious like Wiley Coyote. Hot to track day, maybe not day. With a baby in a butter. Loving,
tantalizing,
cultivating,
devastating.
If you wanna know
the real deal about the 3,
when I'm a daddy with triple trouble, yo, we're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out.
I say, don't you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever. Now, for your attention, please, we are going to offer a new segment. This is Ask Robodick. Robodick, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're back with us now. A couple weeks ago, you were with us.
Yeah, I had to take a little time off.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
National security.
You know what? I totally understand now. What I have here is a bunch of questions that were submitted on an online forum. And basically, these questions are from presumed listeners, plus, you know, anybody in the chat room who wants to pipe up, or if you want to call on our toll-free number, 1-866-587-6257. Go ahead and give us a call for RoboDick.
Yeah, I'm more than willing to answer any questions that you have and try to offer a little advice.
Awesome. And that's what we're looking for, is a little advice from RoboDick Cheney. So what we got here first, though, let me get the questions handy here.
You have the one from Brett Hume.
No. I got the one from Tucker Carlson. No, Tucker asks, Dick, how do you like my bow tie?
I think it's just fine, and it's very patriotic. I just wish that he could use it to choke detainees out of Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, very nice. Very.
I said that, but I'm going to have to live with it every day.
Of course. But you know what? The detainees at Guantanamo Bay will have to apologize to you, much like your friend did.
Well, they do apologize right before we do give them the final interrogation, and then they help us out. So we're quite thankful for them.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me cover these questions. Now, this one comes from a listener in Los Angeles, RoboDick Cheney. What are you going to do about the urban sprawl and the growth problems associated with it in Los Angeles and Orange County, California?
Well, it's a pretty simple procedure that we have going on right now. We're going to be moving in some Halliburton trucks in the next couple of weeks. And with the eventual demise of the middle class, the sprawling areas will eventually start to die out pretty quickly and pretty simply. And then after that, we'll simply just bomb the rest of it, and then whoever isn't rich or living in a mansion or able to afford hazmat housing will quite simply die, and then, you know, the problems are eliminated.
Okay.
If there is no urban environment, there is no sprawl.
There's logic to that, RoboDick.
Either that or I was going to take all of them hunting.
And, of course, we were expecting that one, weren't we?
Well, I can't seem to get Scooter Libby out on a day pass.
What about Tom DeLay? I noticed that he finally did his first national interview this past week. What do you say to that, RoboDick?
I think that Tom will be quite taken care of. I do believe we've got a hunting trip scheduled with the jury in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, can we not have everything revolve around hunting here? I know you're a big game guy there, Dick.
Did you just call me big gay?
No, I said big game.
Dick. Excuse me, I am the Vice President of the United States, and if you are trying to make insinuations as to my Brokeback Mountain self, I think that you need to reevaluate things.
Excuse me,
I am not done talking yet.
Dick, this is my goddamn show, Dick. All right, you're going to have to listen to me for a second, Dick. All right?
I'm sorry, whose show is this?
Oh, this is my show, motherfucker.
Are you sure?
I'm very fairly positive.
Do you realize you're standing outside?
No.
You don't hear the helicopters?
Well, I'm kind of in the studio with headphones on. We'll
go ahead,
do it.
Take them off. Just take one off. Don't you hear that sound?
No. So anyhow, moving... Dick, we... Yeah. Crack is the right for this neighborhood. All right, so let's go on to the next question.
Yeah, please quit stalling.
Do you mind? I mean, really.
I am the Vice President. I have limited time here.
You signed up for this. You agree?
No, actually, I do believe your producer, Leroy, came to me and asked me if I would help you guys out.
Wait, Leroy's an engineer. He's not a producer.
He's been mislabeling himself, then. He must be a terrorist.
What? No, he is not a terrorist. He's just Leroy Jenkins. He's a good guy.
Something about chicken.
Well, did he offer you chicken?
No, but there seem to be a lot of empty buckets around.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing. You know, some people have the pizza box thing going on. Leroy Jenkins has the chicken box.
Yeah, and a lot of cans of grape soda.
Grape sodas. Okay, anyhow. Shoot, where? You made me lose my place. Can you hold on for a minute?
Sorry.
Okay.
I feel pretty.
Thank you, Dick. I'm glad you're finally getting more and more comfortable being in front of the microphone. Or at least being on the line. I shouldn't say in front of the microphone, but being on the...
It is something I have to live with every day.
Well, you know, no, you don't, because there's a lot of times where no one hears from you for large amounts of time. We don't know what
we
Dick
can't
is...
talk about that.
Well, we don't know what Dick
we
is...
We can't talk about that.
I'm just going to... Let me finish my statement.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but let me finish my statement. Because sometimes we just don't know what our Dick is doing.
I asked you not to talk about that.
I'm just saying it. I just had to say it. Okay? Just...
All right, fine. Let's get going with this.
Okay.
You have country to run.
Then speaking of countries to run, what is your current opinion about the United Arab Emirate running the ports out of New York?
I think it's an excellent idea. We can definitely trust the people of Dubai. They've been definitely with us along the whole way since after September 11th. They've been big fans, big fans of the administration.
Time out here, Robodick. Robodick Cheney. Did you just say before September 11th?
No, I didn't.
When I go into post, I'm going to hear before September 11th, aren't I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You feel that these...
We think it's a great idea. We definitely stand behind it. We researched this deal fully after we approved it. And we really did have a lot of fun with the situation. And we looked it over and we decided it was a good idea. And we think that it's going to be very profitable for Americans and for all the American workers that will be fired. I mean, employed for this deal.
Okay, so we know that the Americans are still going to be employed. Security is going to be handled as it was when the British ran the ports.
We feel very strongly that the new owners will definitely, even though they have access to all the security plans and everything that the Coast Guard will be doing, we feel very secure that even though we have some ties between them and the Al-Qaeda, we feel very secure in the fact of them having access to all our security plans.
What is your... Okay, and this is my question, not necessarily the person's here, but what is your opinion over the fact that two of the hijackers were from UAE, from the same area and of the same government that is taking over these ports?
Well, quite simply, the guys who did Oklahoma City bombing, they were from the United States. Does that mean that we're all terrorists?
You know, that's a very, very valid argument. You've shot me right down. I like the answer. And actually, I will say this, Robodick Cheney. For once, I can actually agree with you in this, because it's no different than having the British, because it was British citizens that bombed the subways last summer.
Yes, but you have to remember the one thing about those is all of those, you know, terrorists, they were Arabs, and there aren't going to be any Arabs coming into the United States, especially from the UAE. We wouldn't allow it. And the UAE, even though, you know, yes, the president has gone hunting with Osama bin Laden in a falconry resort in Afghanistan, it doesn't necessarily
mean that a falconry resort in
Afghanistan.
You mean it's much like the quail thing here in the States and Texas?
Exactly, yeah.
But it's falcons?
Why do you have to bring that up again? Why do you have to bring it up?
But it's not, wait,
yes,
no.
It's a falconry.
You brought it up. I was mentioning the falconry place.
It is a falconry hunting ground in Afghanistan. And yes, even though the emir of the UAE of Dubai has gone hunting with Osama bin Laden, we have absolutely no problem with Dubai and the UAE taking over these ports. We feel that it'll be very secure and very safe.
All right. Well, are you up for one final question?
Sure.
Okay. No, that one's just too offensive. No, that one's boring. Our listeners aren't very active. They tend to just kind of be sedate and sit around here. So you have to excuse me while I find a good question that has been submitted here.
Sure, that's fine.
All right, here we go. Dear Robo Dick Cheney. Oh, no. Would you be willing to sign over your bank account information? I am a niece of the Prince of Nigeria. If you sign over your money, you can help save my money by putting a small investment down. Sound good to you?
You know, I think I've actually filled one of those out before, and we did it through a subsidiary of Halliburton, and it turned out pretty well for us. I think we would have no problem doing that. I would just have to have Alberto look things over and make sure everything's kosher.
There you go. Hey, I do want to say a big thank you this week to Robodick Cheney for joining us for Ask Robodick Cheney.
Thanks. It was a pleasure being here.
Sit your theme music.
And I'm just, you know, I'd just like to extend that invitation to go hunting anytime you'd like to. Scooter Libby, all four of us will go hunting.
You know what? That is something I will definitely keep in mind.
You know, we are hand raising prisoners down at Gitmo. We could probably shoot them pretty quickly too.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm going to drop your line right now because I got to clear it up for the next segment. So, ladies and gentlemen, a few moments with your friend, Robo Dick Cheney.
You know, Dick didn't answer any of my questions. I asked him what he thought
of... I specifically made sure none of your questions... I kept you off the air. I kept you in the green room for a fucking reason.
You know, I want to know what he prefers, boxers or briefs. I think that'd be a great question.
Do you want to get him back on the line?
No, he scares me.
Well, if he's scared... Okay, next time we get a hold of him...
I am not coming in here when he's in here. You don't understand, dude. He scares me. He's worse than Emperor Palpatine. That guy's fucking creepy. He's fucking creepy.
Wait, Emperor Palpatine or the Pope?
The Pope is not so bad. He's a Mr. Smudgy Finger, whatever. No, but the fucking Cheney, he's, you know.
All right.
Fucking creepy.
Well, I won't argue that. All right, so you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we still got about an hour to go because I'm looking at the clock. It's 8 o'clock here in Vegas now. That means it's whatever time it's on your watch.
It's beer wherever
o'clock. You're at. It's beer o'clock wherever you're at. I've got to say a big thank you to every one of our listeners, and we'll get to our dead celebs, mad props, all that good stuff here in a little bit.
Yay!
You know, I don't know what this does, but...
You know what? It's on a schedule.
It does.
For those of you that don't know,
The default schedule is 8 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah, every week the Norton antivirus pops up every fucking week at 8 o'clock. And
8 o'clock on the dot.
It always slows down Trench's machine, and he has to stall, and I get to say something for a couple minutes, and it's kind of nice. It makes me feel warm inside.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering, and I threw this out to Trench earlier, and you know, I'd like to come up with some sort of a Spankwagon drinking game for St. Patrick's Day. So if anybody has any suggestions, you know, send those in via the email.
Spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Send those in, and we'll figure out one way to get me and possibly a few other people drunk on the air. We'll make a drinking
game
out of
that. You need a reason?
No. I really don't. I haven't gotten drunk on the air yet, and you've seen me drunk. It's not a pretty picture.
It's never a good picture. Especially when you're pouring the drinks, because everybody else gets drunk, and that's worse.
Well, you know, we've got this. We've got a group of friends, and you know, we're trying to do the whole monthly get together with a theme. And at Ken's, we did the big chili, and Josh and Mel are trying to come up with something. Well, my wife and I have come up with our theme.
Josh
needs to just stay out of the hospital for a week.
You know, maybe we should just do an anti-hospital theme.
Exactly. Here's foods that not going to kill Josh. But my wife and I came up with a theme, and it's going to be anything that can be cooked with alcohol.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
I actually will not be able to eat any of it.
Yes, you will.
Nope.
No. Cooked with alcohol. When something's cooked with alcohol during the cooking process,
it's
the heat
supposed to burn
burns
out.
Off the
yes.
alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to. Trust me, I've had enough beer-laden steaks to know that it doesn't get you drunk. So what are you looking at there, buddy?
Well, actually, I'm looking at the clock, and, you know, I really want to take care of at least one bit, because we've had just, you know, speaking of death,
that time? You know, I want to learn to play the bagpipe.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spankwagon Radio, where we give you, as if you didn't know,
dead celebrities of the week.
Don't make me get Cheney back in here.
Oh, no, he scares you. Ladies and gentlemen, the first of many dead celebrities.
Holy shit, this needs its own show.
Damn, it does this week. Don Knotts, the skinny, lovable nerd who kept generations of television audiences laughing as Deputy Barney Fife, has passed away this week. He was 81 years old.
I'm going to miss the ghost of Mr. Chicken.
I don't know. We were, you know, funny thing, we were just talking about it last week. Everybody was talking about that one movie, The Apple Dumpling Gang.
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Don Knotts died last Friday, as a matter of fact, of pulmonary and respiratory complications at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Beverly Hills.
Where at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, all celebrities go to croak.
Also, unspecified health problems forced him to cancel an appearance in August, so he's been kind of on the downward slide.
What are they, Andy Griffith convention?
I don't know. So, Hollywood your first Spurs. Dead celebrity of the week, Don Knotts, dead at 81. Let's give a little bit of emphasis. Your next dead celebrity of the week, Darren McGavin, dies at the age of 83.
You know, doesn't it suck to be a smaller actor and die on the same day as someone huge? You get totally glossed over.
But people are only going to remember Darren McGavin. The only thing I can say about Darren McGavin...
Isn't he the guy that died on the same day as the dude from Andy Griffith's show?
No. He's the dad in The Christmas Story.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Darren McGavin is the dad in The Christmas Story. So everybody's going to remember that. But he also did other television shows. He was also in one of the earlier versions of Mike Hammer and the non-Stacey Keach. He also was in The Man with the Golden Arm, The Natural as well. But, of course, he's going to be remembered as the grouchy dad in Christmas Story.
Hold on. I don't think that's right. Let me look this up.
Yes, absolutely. He was also known for roles... in the Kolchak, The Night Stalker, and Riverboat. He's a pretty prolific actor.
He was also in The X-Files.
Yep.
Millennium, Touched by an Uncle, Angel. Grace Under Fire, a couple episodes of The Commish.
Prolific actor Darren McGavin, dead at 83. Now, they always say things
go in
threes.
Dude, he did a couple episodes of Murphy Brown, too. Did you know that?
He was everywhere.
I'm looking at his IMDb list here. Hold on. 173 items.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And that's television. That's 173 items in television. He directed three things. Let's see. He produced two, wrote American Reunion 1976. And then in a filmography, we've got him in 20 pictures. Wow.
So here we go. The third and final dead celebrities of the week, Dennis Weaver.
Oh, man, this one's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. He also died Friday. He was also 81. He must have been connected at the hip to Don Knotts. We just never knew about it. The lanky Missouri-born Weaver died Friday of cancer at age 31. He was introduced to us as the most popular Western of all time, Gunsmoke, which still airs on TV Land. He would go on to play many varied roles in a string of successful series and movies, but he was also a dedicated environmentalist and would almost always be identified with the outdoors. Personally, I always identified him with McCloud, him riding the horse down the street.
Oh, my God.
What?
He did a voice in an episode of Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Hey, man. Dude's got to get paid.
Oh, man. He was also in Cocaine, One Man's Seduction.
Ooh, what a nature.
Yeah, let's see what else here. The Islander, Intimate Strangers, a couple of McLeods, and there was...
Wait, what do you mean, a couple of McLeods?
I mean, he was McLeod, I'm sorry.
McLeod, the horse riding...
They also did some return made-for-TV movies that he did as well about McLeod.
Yep.
The Virginian.
Yep.
McLeod, who killed Miss USA. Oh, wow. He's also been in a lot of stuff in Disneyland. Wow, he was in a lot of the Circle Vision movies.
Very interesting.
Huh.
The hell's a Circle Vision movie?
Oh, dude, you don't even know. Circle Vision was probably one of the coolest things in
Please tell.
In Disneyland, they used to have this thing in Tomorrowland called Circle Vision, where you walked in the building, and they had a 360-degree panoramic screen around the top, and it was a 360-degree movie.
Really?
Like, they would fly over the Grand Canyon, you'd be standing in the middle of this place, and it'd be all around you on a giant movie screen that wrapped around an entire building.
That's
cool. It was just really freaking cool. I guess he did a lot of the stuff for that.
Very cool. So, again, Dennis Weaver.
He's dead.
81. And that's your Dead Celebrities of the Week! A lot of fucking dead celebrities.
That is, man. They die in three, don't they?
They do. Well, very, very obvious this week, but yes. But yes. All right, so... Moving right along. You were looking at scores from baseball?
Oh, God, yeah. I was looking at some of
the... Are we in Summer League?
Well, not Summer League. In spring training, man. We're in spring training, baby. There are some great scores today. I didn't get a chance to look over a lot of the games. Let's take a look here. I know Detroit beat Cincinnati 17-10. Let's see. St. Louis beat the Mets 11-8.
Okay.
Philly and the Yankees went, 11-10 Phillies. Let's see. Boston beat Boca Raton High School like 10-0. Chicago over the White Sox over the Mariners, or excuse me, the Cubs over the Mariners 15-8, Angels over San Diego 10-1. I mean, it is spring training, so you can't really put a whole lot into it, but it does give you some ideas of what's going forward and what they're looking at. I think the big stuff right now is, the World Baseball Classic, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me get some scores from games from that too.
All right, and you know what? This week I'm asking a person. I mean, I'm specifically going after and targeting someone because what I want to do is I want to get the Juke from Riff Revolution, CaseyHost.net.
Gotta love him.
I want to get Juke on the phone here at Spankwagon because I want him to play Shitty Mitty this week.
Oh, nice. Hey, just for anyone who's keeping track, Korea is up 7-0 over China.
North Korea or South Korea?
It's just Korea, Team Korea.
Okay.
Wow.
Does Team Korea consist of both North and South?
It does consist of both, yeah.
Interesting. That's very interesting. I mean, how do you handle that? Because politically, they are, they want to kill each other.
They do. A lot of the players, when you come with sports, I mean, people have to overcome, you don't see the guys from Cuba are going to be brandishing AK-47s trying to take shots at the American team.
No, but you will see a lot of refs.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
It is being played in San Diego, by the way,
Well, that's the finals being played in San
final,
Diego.
Oh, the final, okay.
Yeah, let me get the
You're
going
to see
schedule.
A bunch of little Elians. Elian Gonzalez! Elian Gonzalez!
Yeah, let me break
Dude,
down
what
the,
if he comes over and watches a game? Do you think Castro would let Elian Gonzalez come back to the United States to watch a game?
That would be pretty funny. Let me break down the brackets.
And then you find him in a closet. Again.
Let me break down the brackets for you. There are four brackets of people that are playing right now. Bracket number one, we've got China, Chinese Taipei, Japan, and Korea. Bracket number two, we've got Canada, Mexico, South Africa, and USA. Bracket number three to me is the most unbalanced bracket. We've got Cuba, Panama, and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico and Cuba are both picked to be going probably to the end of this. One of them will be going to the end. The other team that's out of that bracket is the Netherlands. Those poor little white guys are getting their asses kicked. The last bracket is Australia, the Dominican Republic, Italy, and Venezuela. All four brackets are really great. They are being played.
Now, why do you feel that the one bracket is out of whack?
Well, I mean, you take a look. You've got Cuba, Panama, and Puerto Rico. Cuba and Puerto Rico are both places where, quite frankly, Major League Baseball goes to recruit players at the age of 12. I mean, it is baseball central. I think that and Venezuela and the Dominican Republic, those are the four countries outside of the United States where you basically breed baseball players. So for the Netherlands to be linked in there, I mean, it's kind of like, I feel bad for Australia. Australia has a chance.
Now, I've never heard of anybody from the Netherlands playing baseball.
Well, there are quite a few Netherlands baseball players. I mean, you've got to remember, up until last Summer Olympics, baseball was a Summer Olympic sport.
True, very true.
So, I mean, baseball is a sport that's played all over the world, but primarily
now,
it's played
now,
in North and South
Now, it's not a
South
sport
America.
In the Olympics anymore, right?
No, it's not. It has been taken out.
And is that why the World Baseball Classic has been created?
I think the World Baseball Classic was more created so that professional players who can't play, who can't play during the Olympics, can get together and we can finally see who's the best of the best.
So, now let me ask you this question then. Would the World Baseball Classic be a better place to call the biggest game in the world the World Series than
it definitely would
than
but,
Major League Baseball.
But there's a problem with that. And the problem is because Major League Baseball players know that they are going to have to actually play a full season after this. If you take a look at the actual games, Cuban players have been playing for 2 months already in regular season.
Okay.
And there are eight Cuban teams on that one little frickin' island.
Wow.
So there are eight players versus the United States players. Pitchers aren't going to be allowed to go past a 60-pitch count. So the United States players, they're doing this to be a part of it, but all in all, they don't care. And unfortunately, Major League Baseball they can't force them to play, but they're not giving them any extra incentive to play.
So, in other words, we're calling this a World Baseball Classic, but we're looking at it with the typical American apathy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whatever, we'll let them come over and play, and yeah, we'll play them a little bit. But you know what I always find to be interesting? After the end of each baseball season, teams go over to Japan and play, and watching those Japanese guys just hammer some of those balls that the pitchers are chucking out of the park, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think
are the Japanese ball fields larger? I mean,
The same size. Everything is the same size.
Because I was wondering, there's always that discrepancy between college, professional, and Olympic fields, courts, things like that.
You also wind up with bat specifics, ball specifics,
And they change just a little, a ball is actually an ounce smaller.
Yeah. Well, with the World Baseball Classic, it actually gives us a chance to really see some of these guys really compete. And one of the things I like, too...
How many Major League Baseball scouts do you think will be there?
Oh, God.
All of them?
All of them. All of them would be there looking at this, because right now... South America is pretty much taxed as far as what we're going to get out of them for the next 5 years. It's the Korean, Chinese, and Japanese players that are really making a big splash.
Okay.
And, some of those guys are going to be huge over the next couple of years. There's a pitcher who pitched for Korea last night. He was a reliever in the eighth. He is an amazing pitcher, and he's got some movement on that fastball that's creepy.
Hmm.
Absolutely creepy. And then you've got, it's not just guys from that country. Take a look at Korea. Hee-Sob Choi plays on there.
Right.
If you come from that country, then you can play for that team. That's why you've got guys like Manny Ramirez playing for, A-Rod. There were guys that were going to make choices. Are they going to play for the Dominican Republic? Are they going to play for the U.S.?
Now, wait. I thought A-Rod was an American.
He is an American,
so how can he play for another country?
Because of
his nationality?
His family's from Venezuela.
I think that's kind of stupid.
Allows for people to play for their nationality. Piazza's playing for Italy, for crying out loud.
Here's the thing. Mike Piazza is born and raised American.
Yeah.
His nationality, therefore, should be American.
But his dad's from Sicily.
That's his dad. His dad's nationality... Mm-hmm. is obviously not American.
Well,
it's
that's
Italian.
That's what separates this from the Olympics.
Okay.
This, you're allowed to play. And you know what? Some guys are making that option. Other guys aren't. Other guys are assigned to play for the United States. Also, another thing, too, is some guys are opting not to play. Eric Gagne was actually going to play for the Canadian team.
Uh-huh.
But since, elbow surgery last season, he decided to sit out.
Okay.
Make sure that his elbow was working fine. And, Barry Bonds opted not to play because of his knee and his knee injuries last year.
What was up with Barry Bonds in a dress this week?
Barry that was something that I think actually worked pretty well for Barry Bonds. They were doing a little American Idol spoof, and he was supposed to be Paula Abdul. It's nice to see Barry not be the standoffish, grumpy, angry guy. It was actually,
that he actually is.
Yeah, it was nice to see him actually try and be a human. And, I'm feeling much better about Barry Bonds because he says he's probably going to retire at the end of this year, record or no.
Yeah. All right, so there's a little bit of sports there for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I noticed that a studio troll was in.
She was.
Can we get the studio troll to actually come into the studio for us, please? Like, totally innocent. We actually, Juke didn't get a hold of us, so we want you to play Shitty Mitty this week.
Yeah, we want you to come and play Shitty Mitty this week.
Come on in. Have a seat and play Shitty Mitty with us.
Come on. She needs a beer.
She needs a bear.
Beer her.
A bear. Hey, a little bit of alcohol makes the... Hey, no, Dick, no. I saw who you were dialing. I'm taking him off of the speed dial. Well, that's not our fault.
Who says no liquor in the studio? What kind of rule did... Who came up with that rule?
Who came up with that rule? No booze in the studio. All right. So, let's see if you're on... Which mic you're on. No, that's definitely not it. I got them all on. Check the switch on top. On the mic. There you go.
Okay, is that better?
I think. Say hi.
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 All right. So, here's what we do. I don't know if you've ever listened to Shitty Media. I'm sorry. I think the Juke finally called. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you want?
We want you to play Shitty Mitty. Matter of fact, we're going to have both of you. We just called in the studio troll because we didn't think you were going to call us. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line is the Juke from kchost.net and Riff Revolution.
And Anvil of Crom.
Anvil of Crom. Oh, yes. A Conan thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a question for you about Riff Revolution's website. Do you intentionally make people shit their pants when that fucking audio plays? Because I'm sitting here going, ooh, look, Riff Revolution, new website, graphics, yee. And then all of a sudden, da-da-da-da-da, I shit my pants. Sir, you owe me $29.50 for a new pair of Levi's.
Oh, come on, you bastard. I know you're lying. It was $12 and they were Huskies.
Say what? Sorry?
$29.50 for a pair of jeans?
He's lying, Juke. This bastard hasn't spent more than $12 on a pair of pants in his adult life.
tall. I just wondered, he's got to be like 5 foot tall.
Oh
no, no, dude, no. Okay, no. Juke, I gotta tell you, you're a little wrong there. He's about 5'10", but he's 5 feet wide.
Yes, I'm just as tall as I am round. All right, so here's what we got. You've obviously know what Shitty Mitty is, so let me entertain the people listening.
Oh, is that what you want, Shitty Mitty?
Yeah, absolutely. We want you to play Shitty Mitty.
Because everybody else kind of sucked last week, so now we're picking our targets.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I haven't won Shitty Mitty since I first picked your show up.
I think you haven't won Shitty Mitty since we first started Shitty Mitty.
You are a target of opportunity tonight.
Oh, great. Boobs in the studio.
Well, it's a big target.
Very nice.
Busting out there.
All right, so we got distracted. Our studio troll just had huge cleavage. Monster cleavage. All right.
Monster.
So here's how this works out. We're going to play a MIDI file of a song.
Of a song.
You need to guess what that song is. Now, since we have an in-studio guest and we have our calling guest, the Juke, whoever guesses it first is going to win the Jack Shit prize.
Well, I have to hear it over the phone.
Well, then that shouldn't be an issue.
It shouldn't be an issue.
That's great, because I already know lyrics.
Because I can barely hear you.
Oh, let me do this.
Twist the little knobbies.
How about now?
Hey, that's cool.
All right.
Twist the little nipples.
Nice.
Nice.
I want some nipple.
Well, we'll have to get the cam working later. All right. So Murphy starts taking off his shirt. You really need to be specific, man. You really got.
He's got really tiny nipples, too.
I don't have tiny nipples.
They're hairy nipples.
Oh, my God, and they're pink. I thought all mad nipples were brown, dude.
No, they're not. Some of us are nice nipples. And pasty.
Okay, so anyhow, before this goes any worse.
Or better.
Or better. Murphy, will you please play this song?
Sure, here we go.
Sorry about that.
Wow. That's
what in the hell did you do?
Nothing.
Okay, you stop.
I haven't done anything. That was really
Juke,
really
do you have
shitty.
A clue? This is
well,
a shit.
The chicken dance.
It's no. Real similar.
Here. I got an idea. Let's turn that down. Do me a favor. Take it out of that app and put it into that app on the left there, to the right. Take the file and just drop it in. Or
what,
is
here?
Yes.
Here, let me.
I have no earthly
then.
Idea what that would be.
That was horrible.
Man, I don't know. What's
you know,
going
maybe
on with
it
that.
Isn't our listeners that are shitty at this game.
Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's you. All right. You gonna try this again?
Yeah, hold on. It's.
Oh, you froze up the goddamn computer.
I didn't freeze it up.
You froze up.
It was his nipples, dude. I'm telling you.
His nipples.
It was my nipples.
Juke, I'm sorry. You know, you even gave us a compliment about being well produced, and here we're fucking off.
That's why.
It's all your fault.
Oh, maybe we do get it to work.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Murphy.
Yeah, it's taking its sweet ass time.
I think Murphy has a Murphy. That's his problem over there.
They call me Murphy for a reason.
Just hit play, dude.
I gotta put it in the fucking application. Fuck off.
You guys are comedy, man.
Fuck. You should smell him.
Hey, now. I showered last week.
Whether you needed it or not.
Absolutely.
This is just...
Murphy, what are you... Okay, now he's already surfing. He is surfing the
I'm
web right now.
I'm not surfing the web. It's just the application wants to look on it.
He wants to browse... Oh, he's watching Harry Potter now.
Shut up.
This is great.
I'm going to hit you in the mouth.
You know, we want to do this bit with... Yeah.
Cock.
Okay. Talk about a small threat.
It wants to convert it.
Well, play the damn file. See the preview right there on the left? Left?
All right, let's try it. All right, fine. Fuck off. Let's try this.
Okay, ready now, Juke? Okay, now maybe we are now.
There we go. It must have been that application.
Yeah, any idea what that shitty MIDI is?
None?
I'm humming that. I should know that first part, shouldn't I?
Why don't we play it again?
Hold on, let me... I know what I need to do.
What did you do?
Someone
you just closed it.
Something changed the association of the file. Hang on.
Oh, see.
Yeah. They changed the...
Never put a computer geek in charge of anything. Okay, hit the play button.
Here we go. Now it'll work.
Okay. ideas.
Anybody. Anybody.
Going once.
Crocodile Rock.
No.
All right, no one's got it. So, sorry, Juke, but we've got to can
you. You a big loser.
Thanks for playing, though. I'll catch you later.
Take care.
Man, that's...
What the hell was that?
You want to know what that was?
No, again, this, and you know what? You know what? Play the real song, and they're all going to go, oh.
You look like an angel.
All right, all right.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Little Elvis Presley, Devil in Disguise.
And no one got the Jackson
Prince. No one got it, man.
I don't blame them, though. They got
a great song.
They got fucking killed with the audio.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
That's a Windows machine.
It's all Murphy's fault.
Sure. Hey. You know, when I went to my grandfather's funeral, I so desperately wanted to ask my grandmother if she still had any of those Velvet Elvis paintings, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so here's what's going on. We need to take a small, small break. Digital Diva, Elvis, baby, Devil in Disguise. That's what it was originally. The shitty MIDI was definitely proving its name worth. It was a shitty MIDI.
It was definitely.
So we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. I think you want to cut this music? Because we have that audio problem on that channel.
I still want to do it. I give a fuck.
I do. See, I like clean, crisp
Come on.
Sound.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm doing it. Too
no,
late.
I've already done it.
Oh, but... But I hate you.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
No.
Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Hey,
we're back.
You want a glow stick?
No.
Sorry.
Freaking raver. So we're sitting here and we're in the chat room during the break, chatting with Juke, who's just on the phone, losing shitty MIDI with us.
Loser.
And he was just mentioning how, you know, the kchost.net, I guess that audio is horrible.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if maybe I solidified it up.
The kchost.net, they do a lot of small-time affiliates for regular terrestrial radio. So right now, currently, I just learned that we are the dirtiest, foulest internet radio show on the KC Host network.
And we would just like to say thank you and...
Fuck, shit, motherfuck, pussy, cunt,
there
asshole.
You go! That's what I was waiting for, baby. Cunt.
There you go. Cunt. Taking pride in the fact that we are... dirty. Yeah. All right.
Hey, you know what I was just thinking? You know, Studio Troll was in here, and she mentioned that she was just fresh out of the bathtub.
Yes.
I should have asked her if she was clean-shaven.
You should have handed her the contract?
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, she is, and that's a little landing strip, isn't
wow.
it?
Wow. That's...
Come on, baby. I got a B-51 bomber. I can land in that for you. That was nice.
You have a model airplane. You don't have no B-51 bomber.
Hey, fuck
you. You've got a goddamn model airplane.
I may not stretch the shit out of the sides, but I'll sure enough hit the bottom.
You have one of those little ones that you wind the propeller up with a rubber band, and it'll just kind of go...
At least I've seen my cock this decade.
Oh, leave me and my healthy stomach alone.
Healthy? You call that healthy?
It's healthy.
You have a Krispy Kreme physique.
Damn straight, I'm the best looking bowling pin human you've ever seen.
Like a fucking pear sitting there.
All right, so.
Wow, that was awesome, wasn't it?
You know, the thing is the Studio Troll is getting more and more and more brave with this.
I love it. Eventually she's just going to come in here, sit naked, and plant herself in my face. It's going to be fucking great.
Well, it's going to be a dream of yours come true.
Oh, that would just be awesome, wouldn't it?
Her boyfriend may not like it.
Oops. Well, eating ain't cheating.
Oh. Great.
That'd be great.
Now you're all into finger foods. Anyway. Hey, where is it?
Hey, you're the one who keeps telling me I can't turn it up. Here.
Thank you.
Still, it's not
as bad. It's not as bad. All right, so, and we're getting people in the chat room. All hail the Spank. We love Spank Wagon. Thank you. Now share.
And we love you.
Share and share alike as more people need to know about
us. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Warn your neighbors.
Turn up the speakers and let your neighbors listen. Fuck the police.
Cunt. All right. Cunt. Turn them up. Cunt.
I didn't say do it now.
Like I got Tourette's syndrome or something. Cunt.
Or you're just being yourself.
Exactly.
Just saying. All right, so here's... Cunt. Okay, are you done? Don't even do it. All right. So here's what we got to do. We need to do this.
Gayest music in all radio bits.
I love this shit.
I know you do.
Now time for you Spank Wagon listeners, to earn your mad props. Let's start it off this week with Diggs.
Mad props.
Digital Diva.
Mad and yet ladylike props.
Josh with some random letters.
Random props.
Whoa. The Juke.
I don't know. Elvis props.
Uh-huh. Totino. Tasty chips and salsa.
Just popping in at the last possible second. Props.
And some say he is Sam with quotes. We like to call him Sally Butterfucker.
What? Mad Props. What the fuck was that? Sally Butterfucker?
Did it?
Jesus Christ.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is you. You listeners, that's your Mad Props.
Come on, you gotta do it like you're going down a hill.
It's NASCAR Props. Props.
I love it. Just as you start singing, Totino in the note in the chat room says he can hold a note. I gotta tell you, this guy
couldn't hold the note. If it came in a paper bag.
This guy sings like an amputee. Can't hold a note. Can't carry a tune.
Can't hold a note. Can't carry a tune. Put me on a porch. Call me Matt. Just saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we do some news now?
You want to do news?
You know, there's one piece of news I'm dying to do. One piece of fucking news that I have been waiting all goddamn night to do.
Time for Spank Wagon News with your correspondent, Murphy.
Okay, but this piece has got its own unique music, so turn down the ticker
its
tapes.
Its own unique music.
Oh, yeah. This has got its own music. All right. You ready for this?
Sure.
That's right, boys and girls. It's Gary Glitter time. For those of you that haven't been following the exploits of Mr. Glitter.
Gary Glitter, yes, he got busted in Vietnam.
Gary Glitter got 3 years. 3 freaking years. Gary Glitter gets 3 years for child abuse. But here's the kicker. Guess where he got those 3 years at?
Cambodia?
No, in a Vietnamese prison. He served 2 months in Britain.
Where's Cambodia?
Cambodia is China. Isn't it northern China?
Okay.
Because Cambodia...
Sure.
Hey, excuse me. For those of us that have been following the child of the... I'm only getting half the audio out of this. I'm only getting half the channel.
I don't know. Dude, okay. Just keep going.
Well, okay. Mr. Glitter was thrown out of Cambodia. Now, let me give you the whole laydown of what happened here. First, Gary Glitter's computer went on the fritz while in the UK, and he took his computer for repair, and while it was in the repair shop, out popped a couple of...
Hey, wait a minute.
100 megs of child porn.
Wait a minute. We're on stereo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to play.
Oh, great. Now I'm all in the... Oh, wow, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, you see? We're
okay,
we're,
so
we're,
well,
we
should reverse it the other way then, at least if you're going to do it. So Gary Glitter did 2 months in the UK.
That's wrong for me. Well, maybe. Okay, 2 months
in the
UK.
Yeah, I'm on the right, you're on the left.
Okay.
He did 2 months in the UK for child porn and then took off like a bat out of hell, ran off to Cambodia.
Of course.
Was there for a couple of months.
Because everybody
busted
for child porn runs off to Cambodia.
While in Cambodia, they kicked him out of the country.
Nice.
Then he went to Vietnam. And while in Vietnam,
Wait a minute. It's like a comic book. While in Vietnam.
Yeah, while in Vietnam, Mr. Glitter, he molested some children.
Nice. You know, child porn
He's
on the computer.
He's a kid toucher.
Not child porn on the computer, molesting children. And this is the guy who does, think about it, that's, well, you were playing History of Rock and Roll Part 1.
Yep.
I'm sure, was it Part 2 has the hey.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Glitter, he got 3 years in a Vietnamese prison.
Uh-huh.
And
you know, that's not even a pound me in the ass prison. That's
that's
stuck me like a sheep prison.
Yeah. The judge who condemned the rocker for disgusting and sick behavior said Glitter would be deported to Britain after serving his sentence, and he must pay a whopping $320 to each girl's family in addition for court fees.
$320, man, that could not only put him to college, that could buy him a Ferrari.
Well, actually, we did the math today, and I was listening to this on the radio, and some places did the math. That comes out, $100 is about 1.2 million dong, which is the... yeah, the Vietnamese currency is the dong. Where's the studio troll? I think she's booking her flight.
Hold on. So they're saying he got busted... For putting his dong.
No, he got busted.
Oh, no, he got busted for putting
his dick,
but not getting any dong.
In a kid, and now he has to give up the dong.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Mr. Glitter got busted, had to pay
for putting his dick, and now...
Now, he was facing...
So, if you go to a prostitute, that means you're paying dong to get dick.
No, you're paying dong to get vagina. I
don't
know.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of prostitute
okay.
you're going
hey,
to, you broke back fuck. But yeah, so it's better. He was facing 25 years to life.
Wow.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. He was facing 25 years to life or the death penalty.
Ooh.
Oh, you're going to mess with him again?
I'm going to fuck with him all night.
He was facing a possibility of a death penalty.
Okay.
So the only reason he didn't wind up getting more time and wound up getting the absolute minimum sentence possible
he
is
he ran
because,
out of dong?
No, he actually gave up a lot more dong. He wound up giving $2,000 to each girl's family.
Oh, wow.
And that's why the judge didn't...
Wait, so basically what he just did is attempt to pay off. If he would have been less cheap and would have handed over more dong than he had handed over in dong, he would have definitely not had to worry about going to prison and getting dick.
Yeah, it's great. It's
in Cambodia.
He moved to Cambodia, and now he's in Vietnam. Cambodia is a different country. And Glitter now has 15 days to appeal it. When they handed down the sentence, he didn't say anything. He didn't move. But afterwards, he proclaimed his innocence and, whatever. But Gary Glitter is a kid toucher. It's official.
And, I'm still...
He's a kid toucher.
You know, I'm looking for something, and it's very appropriate, and I can't find it. This sucks. Because I wanted to, I had something that I want to play for
kid touchers.
No, for Gary Glitter. Well,
he's a kid toucher.
I guess that is, but I don't think I have it. That so sucks.
Are you done yet?
No.
Because I got something else that's even hotter than touching little kids.
Go for it. I'm just
the Disney employee who claimed she was gang raped by other Disney employees.
Okay, now question
she's
about that.
She's a liar.
Question about that. Was she? Did they do this whole gang rape in costume?
No, it wasn't in costume, but apparently it took place.
So who? What does it matter if they're Disney employees?
Well, because it took place on the Disney complex.
Oh, it did.
Apparently, and she was claiming that she was raped by several men who worked at the Walt Disney World, and they say the woman made up the story and it was consensual. Now here's the best part, because God damn if these guys didn't do what every guy wants to do. Guess what they did?
What did they do?
They videotaped this bitch sucking cock, and the police said she looked definitely like more than willing as a participant.
So in other words, her little "you raped me" ain't gonna fly.
Because she felt bad because she took it like a whore. Now there were 5 Frenchmen in her apartment complex.
Wait. So we have 5 Frenchmen at Disneyland, gang raping.
Disney World. I'm sorry. It took place in her
Walt's apartment.
No, it took place in her apartment complex at approximately 4 a.m. They say she says the men physically carried her to the apartments where she was held down and sexually battered by at least 4 of the men. Yeah, now we know that's a lie. That she
went. So wait a minute.
Well,
okay.
Star.
So now we know it didn't happen at Disneyland. It happened at an apartment. Who
but
the fuck cares?
They're all
cares?
Disney employees. They're
Who
all
cares?
Disney employees.
Who cares?
Well, because it's
What's
Disney.
The relevancy?
It's Disney. You have to make them look bad. But no, now she's under arrest for making a false report.
Well, good for her.
So I'm just wondering, 4 guys, what do you think? 1 in the ass, 1 in the vag, 1 in each hand, or 1 in the hand and 1 in the mouth?
I actually think it may have been more of a Mickey Mouse sort of circle jerk.
You know, if I got a girl and she's willing to go all fucking freak like this...
Did they slip her a Mickey? How about some goofballs?
God, I wish I had a car crash.
I just have to ask these things because it's needed to know.
Yep.
You know, I wish I had...
Oh, and when they busted her, she also had a small amount of marijuana with her.
Oh, of course, because, marijuana is the gateway drug of all, so...
Yeah. Are you still digging for
shit
there?
You know, it's not here. I had, I had for the longest time Holiday in Cambodia... by the Dead Kennedys, and, I need it now. The one time where I need it, it is a must-have, and it's gone. I guess people in the chat room are enjoying our little audio fun here. Digital Diva said, it sounded like they were sitting right in front of me. No, you haven't heard the farts. You know we're sitting in front of you when we start farting.
Now, hey, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I know you and I talked about this briefly, and you spoke with RoboDick about this.
Yes.
And I mentioned this site to you earlier about the Dubai porch deal. Everyone's making a big deal out of this, but guess what, guys? You don't even fucking know.
Okay.
If you go to economyincrisis.org, it's a great website, and on it there are a couple of interesting sections. Click here to view foreign acquisitions of U.S. businesses, U.S. consumption of foreign goods.
What is the website one more time?
Economyincrisis.org.
Okay.
Now, you've got... foreign acquisitions of U.S. businesses, U.S. consumption of foreign goods, foreign-financed U.S. debt, and foreign-owned U.S. industries. And this is something I'd just like to point out real quick here. These ports that the ports are talking about on the East Coast, they haven't even mentioned the West Coast, but are almost completely owned by China and Japan.
Yep.
But get this, as far as industries
China, Japan, and most of the frigates or most of the big ships are owned The ports are owned by China, Japan, and most of the big ships are owned by Germany and France.
But here's this. Did you know that 97% of all sound recording industries in the United States are foreign-owned?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep. Commodity contracts, dealings, and brokerages, 79%.
Wow.
Motion picture and sound recording industries, 75% are foreign-owned. Wineries and distilleries, 64%. Rubber products, 53%. Boiler tank and shipping containers, 50%. Non-metallic mineral mining and quarrying, 47% of these are owned by foreign countries. This is absolutely ridiculous.
So basically what you're saying and what we're saying as we have to, as we start wrapping up the show, is that almost everything, you know, we think is American isn't really American.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you really think about it, we've been outsourcing for a hell of a lot longer than just India and the call centers.
And just, I know we're running out of time, but total foreign ownership of U.S. federal debt is currently, of all total U.S. debt, is at 45%. So 45% of the end of the first half of 2005, all of our debt, 45% of our debt was owned by foreign countries. Of that, $252 billion was owned by China.
Jeez, so
China. Hong Kong itself.
Who came in number one? No, I see someone else coming
number
in.
Number one would be Japan at $687 billion.
Wow. All right, so with that, I guess as we talked to, as we mentioned with Robotic Cheney earlier.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Foreign sources for financing of our debt in 2004, 99% of all of our debt was owned by foreign sources.
Damn. We is fucked, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and on that dismal note, we're going to conclude the show. You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
We would like to thank a lot of people for helping us put this show out to the world every Friday for the past 5 years. First, we got to say a big thank you to the studio, LV Rocks. Find them online, lvrocks.com. Let's cover our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host, and that's the Juke, of course. Livid Radio, Mega Rock Radio, and Extreme Radio.
Extreme!
Extreme! A big thank you to friends of ours, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution. Juke gets in there twice. Think about that, kids.
We love the Juke.
Subject to discussion and VFTP.net. I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm Mr. Murphy.
We do appreciate you joining us here every Friday for Spank Wagon Radio. Don't forget you can check us out online officially at spankwagon.net. Check your syndicates for local listings, and everybody, we'll see you next week and have a great night.
Monkey with a bongo. Out!
Come on!
Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.